This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. Hi, welcome.
So listen, this is our Friday interview episode. Super psyched about our guest, but just a little bit of housekeeping. Mm-hmm. Next week, we are going to be off. We're going to kind of reset for our fall season, get our heads on straight, think about who and what we're going to be talking about. Listen, I have put a call out on our Facebook group, our private Facebook group. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to our Instagram right now. We have a link tree and
it's in the show notes too for the podcast.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jen. Our show notes or our Instagram link tree. It's a very easy little link. You can just pop on and join. That is where the real Fat Mascara like conversation is happening. So I put a little call out, shout out, to ask you guys what you want to be talking about this fall, what's on your mind, guests you want either back on the show. Yes, I said guests you want back on the show or guests that you want on the show. There is no like formula here. There is no, you don't have to be formal about it. You could just be like, I want to talk about nose jobs. I want to talk about retinol again. I want to talk about freaking TikTok trend.
Blah, so blah, many blah. People mentioned teeth whitening already.
Teeth whitening, whatever. You don't have to be like formal about it. You could just literally write blah, 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 blah. Jess, I think this sucks. I think this is great. Whatever. You know, we more science corner, Jen, like blow it out. Whatever it is, we want to hear from you what you want more of, what you want less of. Like, I just want to know what's on your mind. Or yeah, you can email us info@fatmascara.com. Anyway, yeah. Let's talk about our guests.
All that is to say also, so next week we won't have a new episode. We'll do some replays. We will be back on September 14th with a fresh new episode. This episode, however, is fresh, is new. We have Lana Condor here.
Mage.
Big time actress. She got her acting start in X-Men Apocalypse, which only came out in 2016. I was looking back and like her rise to fame has been meteoric. Is that a word? Yes. She first came to my attention, I think really got famous because she played Lara Jean Covey in Netflix's young adult film To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Then she was in the second and third installment of that trilogy, which has a really big fan base. And she's 24 right now. She currently lives in Seattle with her boyfriend, P.S. He's apparently her journaling partner. We talked about that a little bit. And I just thought that was just so uplifting. But she plays a teenager in a lot of her roles, even though she's 24. In fact, the newest series she's starring in, it's going to be called Boo Bitch. It's set for release in 2022. She will also be playing a teenager. Probably she'll be like 25 by that point and still looking like a teenager, which I find very interesting. And we talk about like what her acting career has been like. She's also a favorite of the beauty world, which is one of the reasons she agreed to be coming on the podcast. She's a spokesperson for Neutrogena. She was recently announced as an ambassador for Dashing Diva, the nail brand. And then, you know, Ollie, the wellness brand, the supplements. I was like raving about their happy worms just a couple weeks ago. I should probably get the name right. Sorry. Hello Happy. They're gummy worms that have vitamin D. Turns out Lana's a big fan too. So we're buds now because we both eat worms every morning.
So much in common.
I know. Anyway, we have her on the show. She talks about her incredible rise to fame and the stress that comes with that. She's really open about mental health and how she balances this job that is in the spotlight with like the feelings of sometimes not wanting to be in the spotlight. And of course, there's beauty stuff. There's false lashes discussion. We talk about hair accessories, some of her favorite products. Just a really fun chat with a rising star. I'm so excited to have her. Thanks for coming on the show, Lana. Let's listen in. Welcome to Fat Mascara. So I want to give, before we get into what we're here to talk about, which is wellness and beauty and your career, I want to start out a little bit on your career just to find out how you got into this crazy world of being an actress.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm super stoked to be here. Thank you guys for having me so much. How did I start? Let's see. Oh, well, I mean, I did like drama class and whatnot, like theater class in high school. And I went to sophomore, junior, senior out here in LA. And so, you know, I think being out here in LA, like everyone feels like they're actors or part of the entertainment, you know, industry in some capacity. So when I was in high school, I was in drama class and then I just felt like, oh, my friends are, you know, auditioning every day, like maybe I should try and get, you know, a representation. And so I started taking classes outside of high school and then no one wanted to represent me. For 2 years, no one wanted to represent me. And then—
What does that mean? Because a lot of us like didn't grow up in LA with that kind of environment. Like you wanted to get representation, like you were looking around for an agent.
Oh, yeah, so that means like
it's
getting
a, it's
an
a little
agent.
Like yeah, it's a little lingo, a little showbiz. So just like
yeah, it's like getting an agent, and then with that agent, then they send you out for auditions.
Is it really? I don't mean this like in an Elle Woods way. Like, is it hard? Like, it's hard, but like it, you know, is it really? Is it hard to get an agent?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because you know, I think. God, there's a lot of people out here that want to entertain and love it so much. And so I think it's tough. It is tough. It is really tough to get representation. And that's really the first step. Like to anyone who's like listening, who maybe is interested in becoming an actor or the first steps of that, it's really representation will be the beginning because that's how you go out for auditions. That's
you need
how
someone
you
to believe
projects.
In you to put you forth, to get you in the door.
Right, right. Okay. And so that happened in my senior year, and then I booked my first job second semester senior year, and I was like, you know, on the track to go to college, like do all these things, but I love entertaining. So I told myself, I was like, I'll take 1 year gap year to see if like, am I a one-hit wonder or is it something that I can actually do as a career? And so I did. So I booked X-Men. I did X-Men. And then it took me 9 months to get hired again. And so I was really kind of pushing that 1 year, like 1 year, and then I'm going to go to college situation. And then it took me 9 months to get another job. And then I've been working consistently ever since. But a lot of how I just started in the industry was simply because it was being in LA and being like surrounded by entertainment all the time and loving it so much and wanting to do it myself. But I never thought I would make a career out of it.
Yeah. When you got X-Men and you're at the 9 month mark, were you really going to be able to give it up in 3 months if you didn't book another job? Like, did you get the bug?
Honestly, I was like ready. I don't know if give up is the word, but I was ready to go to college. Like my whole life, okay. I had planned, like my parents are, you know, they absolutely, you know, believe in, they're huge. They're very much believe in education, all these things. So I really did think to myself, like, if this doesn't work out, like I'm going to go to college and do the track.
That, student.
Yeah.
What were you going to study? Yeah. What did you think you wanted to study?
I was going to study journalism. My dad's a journalist. So I had just loved everything that he's always done in his life and his career. And that's kind of what I was going to do. And, mm-hmm. and so, you know, I'm so grateful that it worked out, but to be a working actor is really, really freaking hard.
I can't mention also at the age that you were at when this all began. Like other people are just trying to figure out who they are and you're also building a career in your teen years. And I've noticed from some of the projects that you have, a lot of them are like these coming of age characters, right? So I wanted at the same time that you're building a career, I'm sure you're watching other movies. Were there any like coming of age movies that you've watched growing up where you were like, this is, I relate to this in the way that I feel, I'm just going to say it, that so many people relate to all the boys I've loved before, truly.
Thank you. I mean, I loved, you know, I was a huge like High School Musical fan. Like I, you know, love Devil Wears Prada. I love like, you know, I love rom-coms. I love like How to, you know, Lose a Guy in 10 Days. But I think when it comes to coming of age content, I think we're in a time right now where the coming of age stories are really like popular right now. You know, and so I think I like to share them, but I don't necessarily think that there was one that really inspired me like for the rest of my career. But I did love High School Musical mainly because I love Zac Efron. Because I just like, how can you not, you know?
Yeah. Why do you think they're so popular right now, the coming of age stories? Like, is it like Hollywood, one thing hits and then everybody makes it? Or is it something that, you know, younger people need right now?
I think a little bit of both. I think that was very astute. Like people see that it works. And so they want to keep making more of them. But yeah. I also think, you know, I think it would be really, really, really freaking tough to be a teenager right now in today's society, I think. Like, yeah. And I think that maybe it's important to do coming of age stories to slow down the growing up process, I think. So I think it's important. I think right now it's people are trying to like show like it's okay to like grow up in a reasonable fashion.
Yeah, you're mentioning that it's tough to be a teenager in, you know, the moment right now. You're, you know, how do you kind of deal with some of the stress? Your stresses are definitely different than the average young person, but you still have to deal with like, you know, being, you know, in the world right now. And you definitely have a lot of stress from being like on the go, but like you're getting it from all angles and you have a very unusual experience as a young person. How do you deal with stress?
I mean, early on in my career, I, you know, when I did the first Tall the Boys, I did a television show. The first Tall the Boys came out and then I did a television show. I was shooting that at the same time. And as my world was changing, because we didn't expect the movie to do nearly as well as it did. And so as my world was changing, I was also doing this really dark television show. And I was in like truly the darkest place of my life. Like my world was changing. I was saying yes to everything. I had no boundaries. I was just like, go, go, go. Let's capitalize on this moment. And it was really hitting really that rock bottom where I'm realizing like I would come home after work and like not be able, I wouldn't be able to like speak. I wouldn't be able to like eat. I wouldn't be able to like function as a human being. And I realized it was like hitting rock bottom, which made me realize like, no, I need to prioritize my mental health, my physical health, my self-care, or else this is not going to be sustainable for me.
Did you feel like you had to say yes to everything? Cause it's like, well, I might not get these opportunities again. Like, you know, this is, I better strike while the iron's hot because
absolutely,
you know, it's like feast or famine. This is not like a payroll, you know, this is not a gig where you're in it for 30 years and getting a paycheck every week, you know?
It's not, nothing is ever guaranteed. Yeah. You know, and I think that goes with all aspect of life, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't know.
Hollywood especially, though.
Yeah, you don't know, like, if this is it for you. So I definitely think, like, as everything was happening, it was just like, I have to say, like, in my brain, you think to yourself, no matter how great the support system around you is, in your brain, at least for me, I was like, I must say yes to everything because what if this is it? And now that it's been, you know, years or five or six years, I don't even know how long, but now I know, like, I have to take care of myself or else I will have truly nothing to give. And I don't want to ever feel like that again.
How did you get, you know, how did you really, because it's one thing to see those words on paper, hear them from somebody, you know, telling you that makes good sense. But how did you really learn that lesson? You know, was it like hitting
saying
a wall?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how did you really, you know, kind of feel it in your body that you have to take care of yourself? Are you just really mature?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it's like, I just don't want to feel this way. Like rock bottom, obviously, I don't want to feel this way. But, you know, my boyfriend, I've been with him we're celebrating our 6-year anniversary at the end of the month. So I've been with him for 6 years and he has been a huge support. He really has sat me down and been like, you're not taking care of yourself. You are not showing up for yourself, but you're showing up for everyone else. How does that make any sense? You know? And so he was a huge part of being of a wake up call, I think, and helping me with boundaries a lot. And, you know, obviously I'm still working on it a ton, but I'm getting better, you know?
Yeah. It's not overnight. Yeah.
Jess and I have been talking about just this summer. It feels like there's been a little bit of a cultural shift that people are talking more about mental health in general, especially young women in like the spotlight in the sports world and things, you know, saying that it's okay to raise your hand and admit when things are not okay, which maybe 5 years ago, even like 3 years ago, you just didn't do. Do you think, Jess and I are a little bit older than you, like, is this a generational thing? Do you think people of your generation in general have that feeling or that the culture is moving? Speak for your entire generation right now. So.
I mean, you know, I've noticed the same thing as well. And it's a welcomed new kind of world we're in where people are speaking very publicly and freely about mental health and the importance of taking care of yourself. I feel like I think that maybe people are just fed up with pretending everything is okay for the sake of, I don't know, appearance. And I think, I don't know why it's.
But you like what's happening.
But I like what's happening. I couldn't tell you why, but I do love what's happening. And I think, like, for example, I think the watching the Olympics and watching Simone be so awesome and strong in her choices to prioritize her safety and her mental health was like, everyone needed to see that. And that is really, in my personal opinion, I think that that was one of the strongest and most beautiful, you know, things that she could have done. And also, like, it's a great representation of, like, we've had some really freaking horrible, challenging times in America recently. And I think it was really cool to see her be like, no, I represent America and we are better than this and we can prioritize ourselves and our mental health. So I think, I don't know why everyone's doing it. I couldn't answer that, but I'm all for it and I love it.
No, it's absolutely 100%. I agree.
So what about, you know, you have a very different sort of job where, you know, if you're not feeling great, if you're not feeling on, you know, if you've got a call time for a multi, like multi-million dollar production, and you're feeling like you're having a mentally off day, you can't be like, I'm going to roll over. If there's a 5 a.m. call time, you probably have
sick
to
days
show.
Are not a thing.
Yeah. If you're not feeling so cute, if it's, you know, like you've got a lot of pressure on you, you know, like you, what Simone Biles did was, you know, in my mind, really awesome. But, you know, that was a really extreme kind of like monumental, like I'm out, babe, you know, kind of, you know, example. But for the day to day in your life, if you're not having a great day, how do you sort of pull it together? Both, you know, mentally, and you know, you also have to look really cute as an actress.
Yeah, your job is like in front of cameras.
Yeah, like we're just recording a podcast just for everyone listening. This is a podcast. This is an audio format. But we're looking at Lana, like just on a screen. You guys don't get to see. She showed up cute. She has, her hair is like wavy and gorgeous. Her makeup is on. Her eyeliner is on point. Or I think it's like eyeshadow. I don't know. It's like my resolution on my computer is not so hot.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. She looks awesome. I could not pull it together and I am work from home.
What do you do?
I mean, listen, you guys, I have a ton of help. That's it. Like,
Thank you for the honesty.
I mean, that's the truth. I think that, one, don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Like I think as women, we are definitely taught to just tough it out. And that is like, there's a lot of, that's great, but there's a lot of messed up things that can come from that. Cause you think like, you don't have to endure something alone. So I do ask for a lot of help. Like, I mean, for those who are listening, like I have my hair and makeup girls that come for big press days. And they are the ones that help me, like truly.
Okay, so you didn't do that yourself. Okay, so
oh, God,
Lana did
no,
not do
no.
that herself.
Okay. Lana did
Send
not.
Them to my
Lana,
house.
Lana did not. Lana is not not this. This is like professional work. Lana did not do this herself. I want to make that very very clear.
Okay,
and the girls that I have, like my girl group is. They are my rock. So it's all, but like showing up, for example, like showing up to work, like going to
set.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think if you're not having a great day, you don't have the choice to stay home. You have to go. So it's prioritizing, make sure you take your right supplements, make sure you get a lot of sleep, make sure that the team around you is supporting you and that you have great dialogue with them and you feel safe around them. But it's a team effort. No one does this alone. Anyone who thinks that they do it alone is lying to themselves. No, you don't do it alone. You have, in this industry, you have a lot of people who are hopefully helping you and have their best interest, your best interest in mind. But yeah, no, I didn't do this.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I want to ask you more about that and the supplements, obviously. I want to talk about Ollie, but quick question. Like when your hair, if someone comes to do your hair and makeup, does that like then seeing yourself in the mirror done, does that help boost you mentally at all? Like I know some people that's how they get a mental boost is like, I have to look put together. So I feel put together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Does that help you?
I mean, it helps me on my like, if I haven't been sleeping and I want to look awake, then maybe, but yeah. But I mean, you can put on a ton of makeup, do your hair, but ultimately, in my opinion, if you haven't done the like internal work, then you can look as beautiful as you, whatever. But if you haven't put in the work in your mind, then like, what are we doing?
It doesn't matter. No, I get it. So back to like, you're getting ready to get on set. Maybe it's the morning. Can you take us through your morning routine? You mentioned self-care, you mentioned supplements. Like what's going to get Lana out of bed and off to set?
Well, okay. On my most
breakfast,
sneaky,
is there some smoothie? Like help us out here.
So the number one thing is gua sha. I'm like a huge gua sha girl.
Okay.
And that really helps me wake up because it's, to me, it's soothing. But when you first start doing it in the dead of the morning, it's kind of painful. So that like the physical pain helps me wake up.
You're an aggressive gua sha.
I'm an aggressive gua sha, but like that really helps me wake up. It helps depuff my eyes. It helps me feel awake. And then obviously like I have to wash my face every morning and I wash it with ice cold water. And I don't know if that's how you should do it, but that's what I do to wake up, do your moisturizer, do your serums, have a cup of coffee, do your 5-minute gratitude journal. I do that every morning, but a lot of that I have, like, my boyfriend is my accountability partner, like I was sharing with you guys. So he does it as well.
He sounds like a good guy.
Oh, God, way too good for me. Like, I am very, like, he is my absolute better half, I have to say. And he holds me accountable and cares about my brain. So we do our 5-minute gratitude journal. And then what else helps me get up is just
be grateful. Each other's journals, do you? You're just both journaling separately and making sure the other person also did it.
Well, We share. Okay. I mean, it's the 5-minute gratitude journal. So I'm not exposing like my, you know, whatever, deepest, darkest, whatever. It's more of like, what am I grateful for today? I'm grateful that I woke up.
Can you give us a few things? Yeah, give us a few. You don't have to get deep and dark if you don't feel like it here. But I would just love to know a few things because I really love the, sometimes I do the 5-minute. Just I say it before I go to bed and it'll be something like, I'm thankful for these warm blankets. I am thankful that I took a shower, you know, like those kind of things. I would just love to know what some of yours are. I think our listeners would too.
Well, in the morning, first, I'm grateful that I woke up. I'm grateful mm-hmm. to
that's
be alive.
A good
thing. Yeah, like that's there's the,
amen.
I'm grateful that oftentimes what I write the most is I'm grateful that I woke up in a comfortable, that I'm safe, like under my blanket,
yes.
That I'm warm. I'm grateful that I get to live my dream every day. I'm grateful that the people in my life, I love them so much. I'm grateful to have good people in my life. I'm grateful, like genuinely, I'm grateful to have clean water. I'm grateful to, you know where my next meal comes from because I know a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
So it's honestly like, it's the baseline necessities of living that I'm grateful for that also here we are very lucky to have and many people around the world do not. You know?
It shifts your whole energy. Yeah. Like, yeah. It shifts your energy like from like wherever you are, just like waking up to, it just shifts it like to a different plane. you know, and for getting
out of bed. Grounding. Yeah, it's grounding too, because it's like, for example, let's say for today, like it's a big press day. We're talking to a lot of people, and that can be overwhelming, but that can also be a blessing, because it's like, I get to have my dream job and I get to speak with everyone. And that is a blessing. And so I'm grateful for that. So it's, it's that. And it's great, you know, I'm grateful to be alive.
That's great. That's awesome. That's awesome.
You mentioned food too, like, which is something not everybody wakes up to, a nice breakfast and everything. And I have to admit, I've read that you like cooking, and I'm very into cooking. I'm curious, what's the last dish you made?
Well, I made breakfast today, and I made veggie sausage and avocado toast. But I love avocado toast.
That's like my dream breakfast. Tart, so yeah. and if you're like under the weather, like you're like infirm, not just like mentally, but like physically not feeling well, what do you like to eat and cook for yourself?
Udon is like number one. I think I'm like a big, like, if I'm not feeling great, I'm under the weather, I'm sick, a big bowl of noodle soup is everything. Like pho is great, udon, ramen.
There's nothing like noodles to make you feel better.
Right. Especially in a bone broth, because all of those things, like the essence of the dish is bone broth, and bone broth is very healing in many, many cultures. And I think we're realizing that more and more today, but like, bone broth is so good for you, and it's so good for, it's just so healing. So yeah, that's my number one sick thing.
I get it. We should talk about Ollie. I have to ask you, because before you got on, I was like obsessing to Jess about the happy worms, I call them. And that's definitely not the name. But
hello, happy.
You take those too, right? I'm not alone here.
No, yeah. Well, they really are like, they really, it's hello, happy, but they are worms. Like, they're gummy worms.
I mean, I actually, Jess, remember I talked about them on the podcast last week?
Yeah.
I like raised a wand to them.
They're like candy.
No, because we've talked about the importance of vitamin D, but I'm curious, you mentioned supplements. Like, what are the supplements that you find you just like function better when you're taking them?
I find that, well, Hello Happy is great.
I knew we were alike. It's cool.
Yeah. My body has a hard time processing B12. So, and that is super, super important for your happiness, obviously. And so I really focus on trying to find the right amount of B12 to take that my body can absorb. So B12,
how do you know that you have trouble? Is that like you got a test or something to figure that out?
Yeah. So it's okay. I know we're talking about health, wellness, and beauty. I just like to say, doing an allergy test and getting your blood work done is so important if you're really trying to figure out your body and figure
consult
out
the
your
professionals.
Mind.
Yes.
Consult the professionals. At the end of the day, you can listen to like, you know, me talk or whatever, but like listen to like a doctor, you know?
Needs to be said. I appreciate you for saying it. Yes.
Disclaimer. Yeah.
Yeah. B12 is important to me. Magnesium is really important to me because you hold a lot of tension in your body. So magnesium is important. Melatonin is very important because I'm an avid, like I'm an aggressive sleeper. I'm like, I have to have 8 hours or I cannot function. So melatonin is really important to me. Vitamin D is really
that that helps you get to sleep, I imagine. I know it works for some people like that.
Oh, melatonin. Yeah. Yeah. It's not for everyone, but for me, it really, really works. Ollie has their Goodnight gummies that are, I take the 5 times, it's like the 5 times extra strength, but you do what you gotta do, you know? But that is a great gummy to take to kind of help you unwind for bed, which I think if you have an active mind, like sometimes it's good to just like take it so you can calm down a little bit before you go to bed.
Turn off the blue light. Yeah, get that.
The
like,
whole spiel.
Get the beauty sleep vibe going on. I get it. Speaking of beauty, can we talk a little bit? Just about your lashes. I'm sorry. I'm going to take it superficial here for a moment. All the characters that you play seem to have excellent lashes. And I wanted to know, is that a Lana thing? Or is this the makeup artist that you work with? Or what? I was like, the character trait just seems to travel from character to character.
Okay. So it's definitely a Lana thing. Although, I'm a big lash girl. I've been wearing extensions for years. Okay. I love strips, everything, but I'm going through an awakening, you guys, because the last project that I did, I wrapped it 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, and I didn't wear extensions for it because I've seen photos of myself where I have my eyelash extensions and I think I look great. And then I see photos and they're like this, you know, they're like hanging on by a thread and they're like looking like spiders and I look insane. And so I realized to myself, Lana, you got to make a change.
Internet.
I stopped. So the next project that you see me in, I do not have eyelash extensions, which is a big deal for Lana. But also I realized, this is also important. I realized one day that I didn't think I was beautiful without lashes. And that's
really?
When I realized, okay, Lana, you need to take a step back, stop using extensions because it's affecting the way that you see your natural beauty.
So question, what mascara is the best if you're not wearing lash extensions? Let's just cut to the chase.
What mascara is the best?
Yeah, what mascara is the most like pumping, in your opinion?
Well, the honest to God truth for me is, like, right now I'm wearing like strips, just like, yeah, you know, eyelash strips. Mascara does not work for me. I have tiny lashes. They're very short and they point straight down. And it just, you guys would probably know more than me. I have tried so many mascaras and none of them, honestly.
You still like a lash strip.
Can you apply your own lash strip? Are you good at doing your own lash strip?
Oh, yeah.
Which ones do you like for our listeners?
Well, for strips, I think, honestly, like any sort of wispy, like you can just go and get Ardell from CVS. Mm-hmm. Any sort of wispy, natural, I think is really beautiful. If you have the ability, like, get lashes from Korea, like or Japan, like they have some really, really cool lashes. But yeah, honestly, like, or Trios, like go to CVS and just do natural Ardells, honestly.
I know we haven't been traveling a ton, but I imagine you've gotten to travel for work. Do you pick up ever? Do you go in the drugstores and pick up beauty products when you're traveling?
Oh my God. When I went to Korea, you guys, I went insane. I bought a whole other suitcase because I just like bought so many KBD.
Which shopping district did you go to? You're in Seoul.
I was in Seoul, but I had no idea like the exact
I was like, how many beauty stores could be in one place is what I thought when I got there. It was just like rows and rows of beauty stores. It was heaven.
And skincare, it's heaven. It's heavenly.
All right, you cleaned up. I get it. That's good. Can I ask you one question about another one of your characters? And I'm sure you're sick to death of talking about her. But how does Lara Jean pull off all these hair accessories? Because Jess and I love a hair accessory. And I feel like every time I try and do a headband or just like a one cool barrette over my ear, it's like a hat. It's like a fashion hat. Like, it's just like, I feel like it's wearing me. What's your trick for like you wearing it, not it wearing you? You know what I mean?
That's so funny. My trick, I don't have a choice.
But I've seen you pull a hair accessory off, not in character.
Yeah. I think it's, if you love it, there it is. You know, if you don't care if anyone else likes
it. I know, that's
me
with red lipstick. I just slap it on and like, I don't understand people who can't wear red lipstick. But with like, a headband?
Oh. Headbands are hard. Listen, I have a massive head. Like, I have a huge head. And so sometimes when I wear a headband, it accentuates how massive my skull is. However, I do think that if you love it, just wear it. Who cares? Whatever.
I like the way you said it before. If you love it, there it is. It's like, reckon.
What do I think people are going to do? Like, no one's going to stop me on the street and be like, you're not really pulling off that headband. Like, of course not. I don't know why.
Can you imagine?
How it is when, yeah, but like you get that weird insecurity about one thing on yourself and you're just like, then it's stuck in your head. Like I need lashes or, you
it's
know,
the lashes. Really,
you can't let your insecurity like show. You have to just like, as they say, like own it. You know, you have to like, you have to like love it. You have to love the thing so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to love it more than you are upset about it or uncomfortable with it.
There it is. There right. it is.
I'll
you have
think
to protect
of,
it.
I'll think
you know?
Of you next time I try a headband. Before we let you out, we do the speed round at the end of the interview, but we didn't ask you specifically some of your favorite hair and makeup products these days. I know you shared you do a lash moment. Anything else that you're loving? Because it is Fat Mascara, and we do have to ask. The people want
to
know.
Oh, my God. The people need to know. Neutrogena has a great new kind of color correcting concealers that are awesome. I have a lot of dark pigmentation under my eyes, so Neutrogena has great ones. They have wild green setting powder, which
you've been able to master the green powder,
but it works, you guys. Okay. It's scary. It looks terrifying. But you just got to believe if you have to correct any sort of darkness or redness, just
I have a lot
trust.
To correct.
Okay. No, but that's great. I think I mentioned Gua Sha. I think that
but you work with Neutrogena, right? Like as a spokesperson? Okay,
yes.
just
I work with Neutrogena, yes.
Excellent brand. I like their sunscreens. The Gua Sha, yes.
Cogendo is great. They have great, beautiful, beautiful foundation.
Yes.
And then, yeah, I think, what else?
What about a fragrance? Do you have a special fragrance you love?
You guys, I'm a... I need to work on that. I don't have a fragrance that
you don't
I use.
Need to.
I mean, like I use deodorant. I wish I was the type of girl who like always smelled like a flower. You know, when you like hug someone, they always smell like vanilla. I smell just like freaking, I don't know, Dove or whatever I use. Like I don't have a fragrance, but I'm open to suggestions.
Okay, well, I'm sure along the way you'll pick one up or somebody will send you one in like a gift bag. You'll get something.
I think
you know?
Maybe I'm just like, can't be bothered. But who knows, maybe.
You still got time on your side. A candle, something in your home, in your hotel room that you like?
Oh, yeah. Any scented
home
fragrance?
Any candle from Anthropology? I mean, it is so good.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay, I think we should do the Fat Mascara 5. This is fun, okay? So...
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So don't even like overthink your answers. You just want quick and dirty, all right? Just whatever comes to mind.
That's literally like a publicist's nightmare to hear quick and dirty. All right, let's do it.
Okay, so what is the first beauty product you fell in love with?
Stila eyeliner. Eyeliner pen.
Cool. If there were one rule you wish everyone would follow, what would it be?
Don't be an asshole. Just don't be an asshole, you guys. Why is it so hard? Kindness is great.
It's very difficult.
Excellent,
it's very difficult
excellent advice.
Okay. What is your favorite snack?
The Kettle sea salt and vinegar chips. The blue ones.
Ooh, yes, yes. Crunchy, crunchy.
My kind of girl, savory girl. Everybody always says ice cream.
No.
And I'm like, No, I like it. Salty.
What is the most played song on your playlist right now?
On my playlist right now. Oh, One Step Forward, Two Steps Back by Olivia Rodrigo. She's so good.
That album is
so
fire.
Good,
so.
You guys. Like, how does she do it? Every single song, a banger. How?
I don't know. I think I just need to have a really bad breakup and then an amazing album is going to come out
really
of me too.
That?
I think
you,
that's what
how much do you really want that?
No, of course not. But it's, yes. No,
and
no,
last,
not at all.
If there were to be a movie made of your life, who would narrate it?
This is so funny because you like narrate yourself. I don't know. Go ahead.
I'm like, besides myself? Probably myself.
No,
probably.
No, I get it. Because I was thinking and picturing some of your projects and I was like, wait,
but if
how
someone
could
it not were to play me, like if someone
like
were
a...
to play me, I would love,
ooh,
I would
yes,
be
who?
Unbelievably honored for Brenda Song. Like, a huge fan. Okay. So, yeah.
All right. We'll talk in a decade or so when your biopic gets made and we'll see what happens. I wish that for you too.
You guys, I really don't want a biopic. There's really no need for that.
It's a funny question when we ask dermatologists and like hairstylists that question. Like if you ask someone who's an actress, it actually makes it a little bit awkward. So I apologize for that. But you had an excellent answer. You had an excellent answer. This was so much fun. I really appreciate your openness talking about all the things that we talked about, but just like coming to hang out with us and the Fat Mascara family.
Of course. It was my pleasure. Thank you guys for being so kind and listening to my weird rambling, but I really appreciate it. And I had so much fun being on the show.
No ramblings. This is great. Thank you so much, Lana.
All righty.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara. If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.